It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, who some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Hear the words of Paul to his son in the faith, Timothy, to be careful of false science that has led many astray from the faith of Jesus Christ. Science in itself is not contrary to the scriptures. There are thousands and thousands of scientists who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, who have made contributions to this world that has furthered society to be productive, prosperous, and free. Many of these scientists we know as Pasteur, Copernicus, Bacon, Galileo, Pasquale, Faraday, Marconi, Newton, and thousands of others. However, there are false sciences today that are leading many astray from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The theory of evolution, a false theory, often called devolution, is a theory that even science itself has refuted. The second law of thermodynamics, which teach that the universe is winding down and not winding up, directly refutes evolution. Scripture refutes evolution, as Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 33 verse 6 states, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Another false science that's causing individuals to shipwreck their faith is the Big Bang theory, which states that somehow there was matter in the beginning that had a super explosion and created the universe. This theory is refuted by scripture, where the Bible states in Hebrews 11 verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do not appear. God created everything we see out of nothing, called ex nihilo. God created everything from nothing, because he is God Almighty. The third false science that causes individuals to shipwreck their faith is global warming. This false theory is refuted by written testimony of tens of thousands of scientists that say this is junk science. So much so that in the 1970s, this was called global cooling. When this was not accepted as a ploy, later in the 1990s, it was changed to global warming. When this was not accepted, then the name was changed to climate change, to be more acceptable. This false doctrine is refuted by Genesis 8:22, which teach that there will always be seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat. The seasons change from one to another, as long as the earth will exist. This climate change is nothing more than a multi-level marketing scheme on a global scale that causes prosperous industrialized countries to give emission credits to third world countries in the amount of billions which go into the pockets of world leaders. Emission credits in order to lower their carbon emission rates and bring them into some type of global clean air compliance. However, it is a ploy for those billions of dollars to go into the pockets of world leaders, because there is no such thing as climate change, because climate change happens naturally as the earth exists. These false sciences have the purpose of saying that if there is evolution, if there is a Big Bang theory, then there is no God. And if there is no God, there is no accountability. Therefore, you can live how you desire to live with no consequence and no judgment. However, establishing God as creator establishes man having faith in God, and man not being the center of the universe, but acknowledging God as God, giving mankind purpose and teaching there is more to just this life, but there is a afterlife that we are accountable to the Lord God Almighty on high. Paul warning Timothy, even back in those days of false science that has caused many to go astray. And today we give the same warning to be careful of false science teachings that are causing individuals to go astray, and children and adolescents to be taught things that will doubt their faith as they grow older in life. We as individuals and as Christians should continue to promote the scriptures when science begins to be taught, to ensure that individuals stand on the truth of scripture and are not led astray by the false teachings of false science. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your love and kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.